In May of 2011, an EF5 tornado hit the town of Joplin, Missouri, laid the town waste. Hundreds of million dollars were cost. 161 people lost their life from the worst tornado disaster in the last 50 years. Later that year, I accompanied a group of youth from the Houston area to go help with the recovery efforts. And everybody that was from Joplin, Missouri had a story to tell. They had a story to tell about that fateful day when that tornado came and decimated their city and decimated their community. When I met the pastor of St. Mary's, which is a Catholic church, he said that the statement of his parishioners was the only thing that survived at St. Mary's was the cross and the pastor. St. Mary's had a 30-foot steel cross outside their church that was the only part of their buildings on the entire campus that survived. And the pastor was fortunate enough to hop into the bathtub and cover himself with a blanket before the rest of the rectory came crumbling down on him. He said that we were a people that were groaning, that we didn't know how to pray, we didn't know what to ask for, just like we heard in that second reading today. He said, but what we learned to do was to hope. We were given the gift of hope by our God. In the over 500,000 visitors to Joplin, Missouri that helped in recovery efforts, and the amount of people that prayed for that community, and the amount of people that came to offer what they could in their time of grief and their time of sorrow. He said the gift that they received was the gift of hope. The pastor also told me that he would never again look at the Pentecost narrative in the same way. He says that it reminded him of what happened on that fateful night. That there came from the sky a sound like a strong driving wind. The strong driving wind that Joplin, Missouri felt was that EF5 tornado. 200 miles an hour of swirling winds that stayed on the ground for 32 minutes. But the strong driving wind that came upon the apostles was the Holy Spirit that stirred them up, that gave them courage and strength. Just like the Pentecost for the apostles, that tornado for Joplin, Missouri stirred them up. And it allowed the Holy Spirit to work through them in the recovery efforts that were given. You see, my friends, all of us in some way, we experience a Pentecost of the Holy Spirit stirring up in our lives and reorienting where we are to go. The people of Joplin, Missouri got a great lesson from that storm that they understood really was important. The gift of life, the gift of faith, the gift of family. That's what the people of Joplin took away because they were able to receive hope. Now, 3 years since the storm, the city is still recovering. But the Spirit of God is there with the people of Joplin, Missouri, as they recover from that terrible storm. All of us in our lives can probably point to a Pentecost moment of when the Holy Spirit came into our lives and stirred up our hearts and oriented us to follow the Lord. Sometimes it might not be as traumatic as a tragedy. Sometimes it might be a moment of true grace, of true love. That the Holy Spirit comes into our lives to give us grace, to give us strength, to give us courage. Today we have with us Ed and Kathy Stasel, who are celebrating 50 years of marriage. Their Pentecost moment was the day that they got married, of how the Holy Spirit stirred in their lives and changed them forever. Probably Deacon Ed had another Pentecost moment when he was ordained to the diaconate, and how the Spirit of God continues to work in his life. Their celebration today is a witness for us of the Holy Spirit working through 50 years of marriage through the wonderful ministry of the diaconate, and we join with them our prayers. But all of us can point to some moment in our lives where the Holy Spirit has stirred us up, where maybe we've been afraid, where we've been terrified, where we feel like, oh, we're not going to be able to do it. We might feel like that second reading where we're groaning in labor pain, saying, what are we going to do, Lord? But our God in His mercy and His love and His kindness gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit to stir up in our hearts and set our hearts on fire. The apostles received that gift as they were gathered in that room after Jesus had ascended into heaven. And they were probably looking at each other going, what are we going to do now? Our Lord and Savior is gone, and it's just us. And they were probably looking at the guys in the room next to them saying, oh boy, this is really going to be tough. But the Holy Spirit came upon them as tongues as a fire, setting their hearts on fire setting their lives on fire with the grace of the Holy Spirit. My friends, we celebrate this Pentecost asking for the Holy Spirit to stir up our hearts, to set our hearts on fire, so that we may praise Him, so that we may glorify our God. We thank God for the experiences that we've had of those Pentecost moment of the Holy Spirit working in our lives to give us peace, to give us freedom, to give us joy, to give us courage. We all have those Pentecost moments. We ask the Lord to help us to be aware of those moments. In a special way today, in today's world and society, we ask the Pentecost of the Holy Spirit to change us, to change our society, to set us back on the path to follow Him. The Spirit may lead us away from sin and lead us into truth, the truth of the Lord's love that touches each and every one of us. As we continue today in prayer, we ask the Spirit to descend upon us, to set our hearts on fire and give us the gifts that we need to be able to serve our Lord, to be able to evangelize His love to the world. We ask our God to continue to touch each and every one of us, that we may know the gifts of the Holy Spirit.